Blog Talk Radio. too. My hands are shaky, just looking at you. It's 3 a.m. Everyone's leaving, and I'm just frozen. I gotta catch you on the street while you're trying to leave ya. At the door, every call on my heart, I'm asleep, yeah. Listen, I don't know where that's the way. Usually I would have moved this way. I'll let the moment get the best of me. Can you tell my nervous energy? Thank you.
All right. Okay, I hope you like the praise and worship part of the service. Now let's get into the message. I see Pastor Wanda is on the line, and I see Polly's on the line. I'll get to you right after the sermon. All righty. Okay, tonight's devotional is the fullness of joy. As children of the Most High God, we are to be marked by contagious, unceasing joy. Through the Holy Spirit, we have access to an unending supply of joy that comes from the wellspring of a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. God longs to fill us with His joy that we might live the abundant life Jesus died to give us. He longs to make His children fashioned in the image of our Father, that we might share His unending joy to a world without hope. So may you discover the greater portion of joy available to you through the Spirit as you encounter the heart of the Father this week. By the grace of God, we have a beautiful inheritance of eternal and tangible relationship with our Heavenly Father. Psalm chapter 16, verse 5 and 6 says, "The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance." And later in verse 11, David writes, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." So God has designed the beautiful inheritance of His presence for us. Israel knew what it was to center their gatherings around the presence of God. His presence guided them through the wilderness. His presence won battles for them. His presence was powerful in the holies of holies. God's presence was a sign that He was with them and for them. And in Psalm 16:11 tells us that the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. Imagine what the fullness of joy looks and feels like. What would it be like to have a real encounter with the fullness of joy today? In the fullness of joy, there is no sorrow, worry, doubt, or fear. In the fullness of joy, there is an abundant life, peace, freedom, and love. Psalms chapter 43, verse 4 says, "Then I will go to the altar of God to guide my exceeding joy." Constantly encountering the presence of our Heavenly Father is the sole source of exceeding joy on this earth. Only spending time to go to this altar will we experience the joy that is our portion. Only in His presence will the joy of the Lord truly become our strength. Heavenly joy is a central element to the Christian life. Joy isn't something we are created to live without. It isn't a pursuit secondary to other pursuits. Heavenly joy is a cornerstone on which we live lives that reflect the goodness, grace, love, and reality of our Heavenly Father. Joy is meant to be the mouthpiece by which we declare how wonderful our relationship with God truly is. In his book, In Our Joy, John Piper writes, "But when God gives a radical change of new birth and repentance, Jesus Himself becomes our supreme treasure." So choose the better portion of the day of spending time encountering the fullness of joy that can only be found in the presence of God. Allow God to bring a radical change of new birth, repentance that positions Christ as your supreme treasure. And pursue heavenly joy today that you might demonstrate the surpassing kindness of your Heavenly Father to a world that is desperately seeking what can only be found in a restored relationship with Him. So meditate on the fullness of joy available in the presence of God. Allow the Scripture to stir up the desire to encounter the joy of the Lord today. Ask the Lord to reveal His nearness. God is never far from you. His presence is with you. He longs to make Himself known. So simply rest in the truth of His nearness and allow Him to reveal Himself to you. In Psalms chapter 84, verse 3, "Even the sparrow finds a home and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God." So ask God to guide you into the fullness of joy available in the presence. Ask Him to fill you with abundant joy that you might live today declaring the goodness to the world around you. John chapter 10, verse 10, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." In John chapter 17, verse 13, But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have joy fulfilled in themselves. And in John chapter 15, verse 11, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy be in you, and that your joy may be full. I pray that as the bride of Christ, we would grow in our knowledge of his nearness. I pray that we would walk in the fullness of relationship with our Heavenly Father, available to us on earth. And I pray that we would grow in our reflection of God's goodness to a world that longs to know him. So may you pursue the presence of God with greater fervor as you go throughout your day. May you experience his nearness and live your life with the joy of the Lord as your strength. I highly suggest that you read Psalms 16. That will bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Well, now let's get into the most important question of the day. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road of never knowing which way is up or down or which way to go? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something that's so much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, or getting gambling, or overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, he must know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? And so simply say this prayer to me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner because then I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gracefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that area code number is 657-383-1487 and push the 1 key. When you push the 1 key, you will come on live and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. I mean, because right now the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. So why don't you let us rejoice with them? Amen? Alrighty. Well, let's get to the calls. Okay? Starting with the oldest call first. Okay, bring on 720. Hey, Paul,
hey,
is that you?
How are you? Yeah,
I'm
doing. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing excellent. I'm blessed and highly favored.
No, yeah. Hey, is Gibson on the line?
No,
he's
in. He might be. He just pressed the one.
You should bring that 336 on because he was making credible threats, man. Just bring him on, man. Trust me.
Okay, well, I will. Let me bring on a caller.
Yeah, put me on mute.
That...
Get Wanda on there. Put me on mute, and then bring 336 on.
He hung up.
Oh, he hung up? All right. Yeah, put me on mute. I'll press 1 when I want to get back on.
Okay. All right. right, we'll take 515.
Ken, how are you?
Yeah. All right, how are you?
God bless you, Ken. I'm doing great. I'm a really big fan. Me and my girlfriend are really big fans, and I just had to call and tell you I did accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and your show has really been a huge part of our lives.
Amen.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you could give a shout out to my girlfriend and maybe give her a prayer. Her name's Crystal. She was working housekeeping right now at Hotel Settles.
Okay, well, how you doing, Crystal? I hope you're doing well, okay, and you're blessed and highly favored.
Yeah, she's just, you know, she's been struggling a lot lately with, she's getting distracted at work, eating while she's answering the phone. It's been a huge problem. That's why she got fired from 7-Eleven. And, you know, your show has been one of the only things she's emotionally connected with.
Amen. Amen.
And then I just had one more question for you.
Sure.
If that's all right.
Yeah.
Do you have any March Madness tickets for sale?
No. I don't sell tickets.
Not March Madness?
No.
This ain't Ticketmaster.
Okay. Well, God bless. Ticketmaster?
Yeah, check with Ticketmaster. They may have them. Okay.
All right. And then shout out to Brad Barden. Shout out to Adam. God bless.
God bless. Okay. All right. Let's bring on 404, which is Pastor Wanda.
Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in Psalm 18:24. As my brother.
I'm blessed and highly favored. How about you?
I'm blessed and highly favored, rejoicing in the Lord. Nehemiah 18, the joy of the Lord is thy strength.
Amen to that.
So how everything's going?
Oh, good.
I called on Wednesday. We've been out. God have allowed us to pass out to the needs of others, soul winning. Been out today for the first time in a while, and just doing kingdom business. So I called last Wednesday. Called last Wednesday. You forgot about me.
I wasn't feeling good that day, and I just, you know, kind of like stayed in bed all day.
Okay.
Totally sorry about that.
That'll be fine. God have me sitting and just working on the phone, ministering and stuff right now. All is well. It's a great need. So I'm just sitting. He got me just sitting in his presence, being filled. So when the next time, because we have a big assignment next week, just listening and just want to sit in the presence of God. That's all he had me doing. But today he allowed me to go out and spread the gospel. I didn't have to get out the car. I didn't have to do anything. Just spoke out the window, blessing people and praying for them and just whatever God had me, whatever his will for that day. So just glorious day. It's kind of cool down here in Atlanta, but all is well. How is everything up there in Texas?
Oh, everything is going great. The weather is nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, our governor decided to open Texas. Okay, a little. I think he did a little prematurely, but
thank you, Lord. You know, in the Word of God, in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, they give thanks in all things. So it's going to happen, whatever. So you just write it out, make it plain, see when God run with it. That's like he says in the back. You the ambassador up there, okay? So you know what to pray, Ken.
Yep, amen.
Okay. It's not man. God, he hears the prayers of his people. And I don't know if he's a believer or non-believer, but God has you there to intercede on behalf of the people. Shane, just like you got me here down here. It's got me many, but I want to pray whatever you know what God He needs to do for His people. Yeah, today, as God had me to put it out to give Him praise and bow and honor to Him, but tell Him about Isaiah 58:6-8, the fast that God is calling, you know, for His people. The same in the Old Testament, Isaiah, that it's a lot of needs for His people. And a lot of people are not fulfilling what they obligated and said they would do or their call. And I'm not the judge, but, you know, it tells about feeding the hungry, the poor, the ones destitute, many. It's not about spiritual food. It's about, I mean, not about natural food. It's about spiritual food, and it's about His people, for Him to get His glory from the ones He have called.
Yes.
Brother.
Yes.
And then a lot of people don't have that joy because, and I thank God for the word God have given you. That's an oracle word from God because God wants to give His people that joy. Everything is done. We just got to trust and believe in what God has said in the word of God. We got to stand on promises. You know, all days are good, days bad, because He said this is the day the Lord. It's not a bad day. A lot of, I had to speak on this other 2 days ago. You know, many of us said this is the kind of day I'm having, but it's whatever you speak, you have created it. And God wants us to have that unspeakable joy that He has behind that relationship with God and knowing the word of God, giving wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But you got to stay in the, not all, you got to be in the present. You can't go anywhere. Where can I go from the presence of the Lord? Nowhere. And that's in Psalm 139. Because you know a lying and getting up is how your relationship is with God. Okay? And you will have times, trials, situations, but you got to know where your joy, your peace, where everything comes from. But that's how you, when you stand on the word of God. You can't receive joy from nothing in this earth, but from God. You have to have it for God first, and then He will give you that joy. That joy is, that is a part of the keys of the kingdom in Galatians. Okay? And that was a great word that God have given you, because a lot of people have lost their joy. And I hear a lot of people, and you have to encourage many in Atlanta, across the land, really, because when I talk to so many of God's people, and they said, well, I just don't see about this, and I don't know about this, and I lost my joy, I lost my peace. But the only way you can find it is in the Word and having a relationship with God and, you know, whatever He called you to do. It's many ways that to have it. A lot of people are looking at it in material. That will not give you the joy. It's a temporary. That's the solos, the tangible. But with the spiritual, it's an everlasting joy and everlasting peace, everything from the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Through the word.
Amen. How are you doing this evening, Sister Wanda?
Is that my brother? Holly, how
surely
you doing, brother?
Is. Good to hear from you this evening.
I've been calling. I call every night. But the phone sometimes, it's something, you know, I thank God. I said, God, can I get on? I asked Him, you know, like a child asking his daddy, could I have a piece of candy? I said, can I get on tonight? So the phone starts flipping back and forth or something. I said, okay. And so I've been calling, let me get in for a minute, then I click off and I can't call back, but I can call through anybody through the daytime, and it's all fine. But it'll cut off on certain people now. I say
I
have some blind things.
Well, listen, Sister Wanda, we're going to take a couple of more calls and see what's going on. Tonight we have all sorts of people calling in.
Go ahead.
Let's see what the world
God
is offering us this evening.
All right,
take
in Jesus' name.
Call. Yeah, let's take a call. And no silliness, people.
Okay, let's take the next longest caller. Okay, 111. How you doing tonight?
Shalom, Kenneth. How you doing, brother? How is everyone tonight? This is Don, DC2, baby.
Yes, how you doing, Don?
I'm feeling wonderful, Kenneth. I've been doing really well. No drinking. It's been a while, and you know, I'm doing really good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Glad to hear it. Kenny, I was thinking, you know, I had an idea, and I wanted to run it by you. What do you think of maybe starting like your own Patreon where people pay like a couple dollars to get to listen to your show, and you could raise money and then buy Bibles for the homeless, Kenny? You ever thought?
No,
about that?
I can't charge people to listen to my show. Okay.
Well, maybe you could do like an extra show, like an after show or something, for like special, you know, special people in your flock or something. I don't know. I'm just thinking. You know, I was just thinking maybe you could raise, we could help raise money or something and give it to a good cause.
Well, why don't you just send some money to a good cause? You don't need Kenny to
do that.
Reach into your pocket to a good charity, Tony.
I do that. I'm just saying, for his show, it would be good for the platform. I do give money, you know, as much as I can give.
Well, unfortunately, you can't. Unfortunately, on shows like this, you cannot raise money like that and help people, because there's too many people out there that want to try to use that against you and say that you're robbing and you're stealing and you're doing this and you're doing that. So it's just a lot easier just not to accept money from people, if you understand what I'm saying.
I do. It was just a question. You know, I was just thinking, you know, Kenny's done a lot of good for a lot of people. And, you know, it was just something that was running through my mind. I apologize if it was out of line to ask. I was just thinking about it.
Oh, it's not a lot to ask. It's good to be able to help people and to raise money to help people. That is a very good thing. I mean, I've been doing charity work for 40 years. I'm always out in, you know, out doing charity benefits and whatnot. But in this forum right here on Blog Talk, the people that come on here would simply use that against Ken. They would say he was a thief, was stealing, and you know, it's not worth the trouble.
I understand. It makes a lot. What you say makes a lot of sense. I understand. Well, Kenny, I really enjoy the show, man. I appreciate you letting me back on, you know, after everything that had gone on in the past. Like you say, the past is the past, but you still have to forgive a man, and you forgave me. So I just wanted to call in and thank both you and Tony for being such forgiving people. And you can put me on mute, brother. I'm just going to listen to the show and enjoy in you guys spreading the word of the Lord.
And we're glad to hear from you, Don. You keep up that non-drinking. Be strong.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yep. God bless you.
Thank you, Kenny.
All righty. Let's take the next caller. 111. 111, you're on the air.
Heavenly joy is an essential element to the Christian faith. Joy isn't something we are created to live without. It isn't a pursuit secondary to other pursuits.
Goodbye, Johnny. Okay. All right, 726.
Wanda's a cunt. Wanda's a cunt.
I do that in Jesus' name. Forgive for what
you know. There's demons. You know there's demons in the world, Wanda. They can't help themselves.
I don't have but then
yeah,
the Lord said, rebuke them. I don't worry about it. I do persecution all the time, but it does not forgive them for what they do not do. Okay.
The next one coming up, which is, looks like 720.
Yep, 720. Hey, Paulie.
Hey, Ken. Hey. So, real quick question for you. Have you ever thought about doing, like, a YouTube channel where people have the choice to donate, not where you're asking to donate, and you can be live so all your listeners can see you?
Well, you know, I've thought about that. I've thought about doing YouTube.
You should try it out. Maybe like one or two episodes.
Yeah, I tried it out a while back.
They've done a lot of updates.
I didn't get any listeners, so I don't know.
Well, if you let everybody here know, you can simulcast your Blog Talk, right? And then have a YouTube channel set up or whatever, and everybody would know about it and join you on the YouTube. And if they want to get a message across, a message to you that you can address, they can make a donation. It's not necessarily needed for a donation, but a live show, dude, it would be cool to see you go live.
Huh. That's something to think about.
Yeah, definitely. All your stuff's on Google Podcast, by the way. I got all your old HGM episodes. Remember that one where it was Higgins' Bible that you wrote? Did you write that Bible?
No. Higgins wrote that Bible.
Okay. All right. I saw that Tony's in the queue.
Yeah, Tony's right here.
Oh, no, not Farrar, the other Tony.
I didn't see Tony in the queue.
Oh, well, he said he was in the queue. Anyways, you can put me back on mute, man.
Okay.
Call Gibson, man. Call Gibson. Get him.
Ain't nobody calling that fool.
If you call him, his answer machine says he's with some dude, Chad, or Chad's leaving the message. He's talking about blowjobs and gay sex. Just call it.
Okay. All right.
See you again.
See you, boy. Okay. 111.
Hey,
Kenny,
on the
air.
Kenny yeah. Baby, Tony Baby, how you guys doing? This is Sal.
All right, Sal, how you doing?
Hey, not bad. Listen, I got a little update on our buddy there, Mr. Tony Gaga. You see, Lady Gaga decided to take her ball and go home because all the big boys made her cry. So now I'm going to be taking over the show. It's going to be called Tough Talk with Sal. And I wanted to extend an open invitation to you and Tony Frittata to come on my show. And if anybody's as tough as they say they are, it's you, Kenny Baby.
All right. It sounds good.
I don't know any pastors out there that can do what they do and still suck dick and all that good stuff. And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of Tony Frittata. I'm proud of you guys for breaking the mold and being tough. So I need a couple of tough guys like you still on my show. You dig?
Okay, when do you plan on doing your show?
I was thinking of maybe taking over Tony's time slot on Sunday. Just a little bit of a thing that I'm doing where, you know, if people like the show, I might stick around. Stuff like that.
Okay. Are you planning on doing it tomorrow?
If tomorrow is Sunday in your world, as it is in mine, then this is correct.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'll look for it. You say it's going to be called Tough Talk?
It's going to be called Tough Talk with Sal Manella. We were going to go with Tough Intellectual Talk, but then everybody was like, hey, Sal, the acronym for that is TIT. Now, we don't want to get canceled. Maron.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
well, I'll look for it, okay, and I'll tune into it.
I appreciate that. I will continue to support God's Rainbow Ministries, but please put me on mute. I got to go take a wicked shit.
Okay, Sal. God bless you.
God bless you. Take it easy.
Any more?
Yep.
We have lots of calls this evening, and all of them interesting.
Yes, we got 903.
Wanda is a real big cunt. Wanda's a real cunt.
Lord have mercy.
Mercy. All righty. 111.
Yeah, there's stupid people in the chat. Fuck Sal. Fuck Tough Talk. And Mike Buchanan, I know you're listening to this. I'll see you after the cock off, motherfucker. I'm out of jail, and I'm looking for you.
Out of jail.
I don't know. Okay. All right. One, one, one.
Hi. This is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
All righty.
Hi and bye, Ashley.
She is just calling to say hi. Yeah, God bless her. Amen.
Have we gotten to the bottom of the list yet?
Yes, we have.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we have. We've gotten to the bottom of the list. Okay. So, Pastor Wanda.
Yes, brother.
We've got a list of people down the list down. Okay, now it's back to you. Since you're still listening and on the phone.
I'm just listening. It's what the Lord let me hear. That's all. But back to the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Just like Nehemiah, a lot of things tried to stop Nehemiah in chapter 5, but he didn't stop. He found his joy. And Nehemiah 18, the joy of the Lord is what is strength. A lot of things came, a lot of criticism, a lot of trying to stop him. But he had his focus, and he know where his strength, and he know who he's depending on, and it was God. And I love the book of Nehemiah. And so I'm just listening to what everything been said, and the Lord been saying, just listen, pay attention. So yesterday, he gave me something. Love, generosity. Love, generosity, laugh often, and praise loudly. And I'm just amazed at many things I hear and see, not to judge, because in 2 Chronicles 16:9, the eyes of the Lord is running to and fro, he never sleeps or slumber. Okay. Everything is heard. A lot of people be accounted for. And like idle chatter, God told me, you see, it is not in the kingdom of God. And I was just listening, and I know God, you know, he had talked to me. He was been dealing with me about idle chatter. And it's something. And we've been talking on wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And speaking right, speaking of the kingdom of God. So it's something that, you know, he just had me call and listen. And I was just listening. And to understand, so I know what to pray for, just like you've been sending me in the hospital to see what's going on there, looking, observing. Send me out there in the colds to pay attention where a lot of people passing by the homeless. Looking at the elders when it's not enough food, and to try to pray and get enough food to the elders. The next generation disrespecting parents. It's a whole bunch that he's been letting me see here, and it's grieved him. But, I thank God for allowing me to be a servant, but now a friend, for he let me know. And then about the love of money. It's the love of money, the root of all evil, okay? Not to just have it, but to love it. So he's been letting me hear stuff and a lot of people, a lot of death, a lot of killing. It's in that land that he had been allowing me to hear, see, and it breaks my heart. Break my heart when I see people eating out the trash can, the sick, and they could be healed, and they are confessing something that they have, but God said if they confess what I have told them, he's the healer, he's the provider, he's everything. But a lot of people are listening with man, and a lot of the kingdom's kids, the kingdom of God's people, who are going with the norms, and it's abnormal. It's a whole bunch, but I thank God for being able to listen tonight so I know what to go in prayer with, to war. See, we've been warring down here in Atlanta, a lot of the pastors. We not down, God just didn't set us aside for a minute to replenish us with fresh anointing, more oil. More oil, because it's like a sabbatical, to sit and to this be filled, to come out in all his glory, not for our glory, to go as next, that's a lot of people out of the hands of the enemy. Whoa. It's sad. And a lot of people not praying for God's people, and a lot of people just looking, passing by. It's about souls. And to be able to hear what God say, you have to block a lot of this stuff out. And what you're watching on TV and what you're putting your hands on, he give us every instruction we need. And a lot of us are not taking heed to it. Okay? And a lot of people are leaving this earth without even knowing Jesus Christ. And just like this show right here, I know God have ordained it, sanctified it, called for this time and whenever it started. It was called for his glory. Then thus said the Lord of hosts. Not I say it. Oh, but I thank God for being letting me be on tonight and to hear, just to hear. Okay. In Jesus' name.
Ooh. Amen.
Ooh. So much hate in the world. They don't even know the love of God, Jesus. Ooh. And I heard it. But I thank God. I need for you to call me when you get off the air. Thus saith the Lord. I'm telling you. I'm asking, because I asked you last time, could you please call me? I don't need anything from you. Only thing I would need from you is prayer, but I need to talk with you. And that's what the Lord wants me to do, to talk with you. Okay?
Okay.
And Jesus. Okay?
I'll call you. I'm sorry. I got caught up in something last time, and okay, it was a little too late.
I stayed up. God had me up to 4 o'clock interceding, praising, bowing, crying. I don't go to bed. When others are up, God have us on watch. We're on our post. Okay? So we are up. Okay? So this has been going on for years. I can't even tell you since I'm 50. It's been going on 40-some years of my life since I was 10. This is not this started. Okay? That's what he have called me for a time is this. So when you get finished, you call me in Jesus' name. You all have a blessed and a prosperous night in Jesus' name. And bless the hearers. Thank God for you.
Amen, Warren.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. I'll call you tonight. All righty. All righty. Well, we got area code 619. 619.
Good evening, Dr. Fishman. This is Dr. Peter Palventura from Imperial Beach, California. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing just fine. I'm blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. You know, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. And it was a real gift to be able to hear from Dr. Wanda that beautiful message she's trying to spread. You know, she's I appreciate her and the word that she's spreading, and you too, Dr. Fishman. Dr. Wanda and Dr. Fishman are you're wonderful people in my book.
Well, thank you.
Yes, and now I wanted to say the I just got on. I was able to listen to Dr. Wanda and her message, and I'm not sure what your message was about, or if you had previous callers, Dr. Fishman. But is there a certain subject we're speaking about, or certain callers that we've had?
No, it's open mic night. Okay. There's no particular discussion.
So open mic, open. I mean, that's wonderful that it's open mic, and that Pastor Wanda, I'm sorry, Dr. Wanda was there spreading the word, and she was open on open mic night. That was that's very important, and we are. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. So I was fortunate enough to hear that message. Have you received a call from a Dr. Sal by any chance?
Sal?
Yes, my brother.
Yeah, Sal called me.
Okay, he reached out to me and said he was going to call you. What did he ask you for advice?
Well, not really. He was telling me that he's going to take over for Tony Gaga on Sundays, and that he's gonna do Tough Talk with Sal, on Sunday nights. So I said, okay, I'll listen in. So.
Well, okay. Dr. Fishman, if you're going to endorse Dr. Sell, then I approve of his message. If you think he's a good fellow, then I too will endorse and approve of his message. So I'm glad I look forward to a new chapter. It's going to be sad to see Dr. Tony to no longer be on the air. I hope Dr. Sell brings him on, especially as a guest, or every now and then, or featured guest, or maybe yourself. That would be ideal for myself, because I've helped several people, as you have, on Dr. Tony's platform, on Joey's platform, and I people have called me from your platform, live on your platform. So what? Dr. Fishman, was that you coughing, or that sounded like?
Yeah, it was me coughing. Like
okay, that's similar to Dr. Grover coughing. I'm sorry, I can't tell you two apart. So, I mean, the coughs, just the coughs. He coughs a lot too. But
he's got COPD, yeah. Just like I do.
Oh, you both.
Yeah.
Well. Good for you, Dr. Fishman. I'm glad you're feeling better. I noticed you're coughing less. I hope I've been praying for you, my brother, that you're well and healthy and away from the COVID and just serving the Lord and doing the Lord's work, and God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. But I'm going to. Is there any more callers that we can take so we can spread the word, maybe anyone else that is willing to call? I'm in the mood to help people tonight. I'm in that mood tonight, right? As you always are, Dr.
Yeah, Fishman. I've got some more callers. Well, let's take them. Okay, they're 111. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, listen, I'm back. This is Sal, or as Dr. Peter Paul Venturas called me, Dr. Sal. Listen, Ken, I got to tell you, Pastor Wanda, God bless her. God bless her soul, spreading herself open there with the word of God there and Jesus, that stuff. I would suggest to you that maybe take a break. You may not need to really call her back after the show. I'm sure you and Tony Fattata can find something to do. Maybe watch a couple of reruns of maybe like Good Times or something. Yeah, so that's something DC too does. He watches Good Times all the time. It's weird, but that's what he does.
Okay.
Well, listen, so I got to update you real quick about that Grover Washington fella. I think he's a mess. I think he was naked outside during that freezing temperature attack that you guys had down there where it turned Texas into Antarctica. And it seems to me that Mr. Washington lost his leg due to frostbite. And when I say frostbite, Kenny baby, this guy, it looked like Frosty the Snowman bit off his leg. That's what I'm talking about. I think he's trying to call you. He's on 111. Do you care if I sit here and perhaps help you through the rest of your show? I won't say nothing. I'll be cool.
Sure.
Up to you, though.
There's no problem, Sal. I'll take some calls. Okay, I got some more 111.
All right.
Let's go with 111.
It's Johnny Longfeather.
Hello.
I was wondering if any of you would like to star in my next porn film.
Oof.
No.
Anyone?
No.
But wait a minute. Is this a paying gig? I'm asking for a friend.
Oh, yes, it is. It is.
Well, listen, John, give me a call. Call me later. After the blowjob room closes down. Give me a call, okay? We'll discuss business. For my friend, not
okay.
Not me. Okay. Thank you, Johnny. Thank you. Sorry, Ken. Sorry,
no,
I saw a business opportunity. I said, hey, maybe I can make some cheddar on this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that.
We should go
and I would love
column.
Dr. Ventura to be in there so he can hold me at knife point while I suck on his long cock.
Oh, Maron. This is a godly show. What are you doing? You can't do this on the show. It's Johnny.
I don't know that I approve of that. I don't know that I approve of that, to be honest with you. But, I guess,
rude.
When in Rome, I guess. I mean, Dr. Fishman, is this something that you would be open to letting one of your followers, nibble on or fellate you like that? I don't know if this is the right platform for this, but okay. Now me holding you at knife point, that's a different story. I try not to do that anymore. I try not to give into that temptation, and even though I'm not Catholic, I'm Baptist, I still respect Lent, and That's what I gave up for Lent. As a matter of fact, holding knives up to anybody, especially teenage girls, because that was my temptation. But I guess I didn't give up men or indigent, so I don't know what to do there, Dr. Fishman. I don't think that I still don't think I would approve of that. Would you agree that that is a sin? Yeah, that's a sin, Dr. Fishman.
Yeah.
Rude.
Okay.
Okay. Can you take Rover's call now?
If he's on the line, I will. Okay. Okay, so I'll put you on mute, Johnny, so I can take Grover's call. Okay, hold on. Here we go. 111.
We're going down, Sal.
Say what?
Sal. I'm talking to Sal.
Hey, how you doing there? How are your boss?
You're going down.
Going down on who? Your girlfriend or your mother?
You know why you're calling it tough talk? Because it's going to be hard to speak when I shove my fist down your fucking throat. You better go eyes in the back of your fucking head.
Okay, listen, sweetheart, if you wanted to sell me Girl Scouts cookies, all you have to do is ask politely, sweetheart. Please, pick up your dress and go home. Thank you.
You know who the fuck this is. You know who you're talking to. This is Scotty.
Who?
Gold Rush? Ring any fucking bells?
Who is this?
You're gonna find out.
I don't understand what you're saying. You sound like a prepubescent boy trying to do manly things. I don't understand these things that you're trying to do.
He hung up.
I think I know who it is. This gentleman that just called in, he's actually, I believe it's a gentleman that's called my number as well, and he was asking for help. This gentleman is addicted to what he calls anal throbbing. He's addicted to shoving stuff in his rectum and having other men do the same thing. He calls it anal throbbing. I don't know what he means by that, but he was trying to give that up for Lent and gave in to temptation as well. As a matter of fact, yesterday that I might still have his voicemail, but hang in there, my brother, and just do what I ask you to do. Just ice it. Sit on a bag of ice and stop shoving foreign objects in your rectum, please. And may God bless you.
That's right. You know, and the good doctor, Peter Paul here, you should also mention that not only are foreign objects bad to shove up your anal cavity, but even the ones that are made in America will do some damage as well.
Yes, amen.
Hey, Kenny, baby, you like that one. Hey, let's get some more callers going. Let's see if that Grover fella called in.
No, he didn't call. He didn't call.
What's the matter with him? We're not calling the show. Listen, it's all right. You know, I'm going to actually, I hope I hear from you Sunday. I'll bring you right on the air like you did for me. And, you know, I'm going to go take a piss. I drank a little bit too much tonight. And, you know, I enjoy your show. After you sign off, I think you should probably go hang out with Tony Fattata. Like I said, watch a movie. Don't bother calling Wanda. Wanda's just going to add more grays to your head, and you might even lose some hair. So go enjoy your cigarello and maybe eat some smart food popcorn. Maybe throw some M&M's in there. Maybe some chunks of pepperoni like Tony Gaga would do. And take the rest of the night off. All right.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Sal.
Well, have a good night there, Kenny. Hey, God bless you, too. Where's the bathroom?
All righty. Okay. All right. So, well, I'm going to say good night to everybody. God bless you. Okay.
Dr. Fishman, before you say good night to everyone, I just want to know, are you planning on doing something tomorrow? Do you have something planned?
I've got a show to do. I'm going to do it 5 o'clock. It's a church show.
Okay, because I have a I have knowledge or do you have anybody in the queue? I believe I just received two anonymous four anonymous two anonymous text messages and two anonymous emails saying they are in the queue and they wanted some advice. One of them wanted advice from you, and the other wanted advice from me. Do you have anybody with a 111 or any area code for that matter that you could put on the air?
I've got Doug calling in, and I've got a couple other 111s. Yeah. Okay. They just pushed the one key. Let me bring on Doug. Okay. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, I guess your show's over now, so.
Well, you can still, we can still talk. We've got 8 minutes.
Well, I really wanted to talk to Sal, but. You know how it goes.
I'll bring Sal on. Sal, Doug wants to say something to you.
Buggy.
Hello,
baby.
Sal, you there?
Hey, I'm right here.
Jabo, how you doing?
Hey,
Jabo?
Buggy baby, how are you, Doug? You gonna call
how
into
are
the
you,
show?
Jim? Hey, are you gonna shut your mangina for 5 fucking seconds or what?
Oh,
J-Bo?
This guy with the mouth.
What?
Hey,
what?
Douglas, please do not use
what?
Profanity, Douglas. Douglas, please do not use profanity. Thank you, Doug.
Listening, Buggy Pooh.
Hey, J-Bo, buddy. You ain't showed up to my house yet.
There's no need to threaten.
You have a house? I didn't know that. I thought you lived in a refrigerator box.
Very funny. Mr. Funny, or can I call you son of a bitch?
Hey, you can call me anything but late for dinner, my friend. Speaking of dinner, I was wondering, Sunday, after you're done at the soup kitchen or wherever it is you go, why don't you call into Tough Talk with Sal, and we can
hang up on me like your little buddy does, huh? So you can just hang up and cry like a baby. A baby. This is Sal with Cry Talk. Cry Talk with Sal.
Cry
in and cry. Cry.
Cry.
Call in and cry with Sal. Cry Talk.
You want to cry on a cryo show? I don't understand. What's cryo talk? Is that when you freeze your body or something? What are you saying? What's the matter with you?
It's crying with tears out of your eyes. You know exactly what I'm saying, J-Bo. Jason.
Well, I hope I do cry from my eyes. I mean, that's where tears come from unless you cry from your ass. And that sounds like a medical problem.
Yes, Dr. J-Bo.
Douglas, how's life treating you, Dougie? How's that?
Hello.
Dougie,
why are
you
doing
life
that?
Treating you?
Dougie. Life's treating me fine.
How are your daughters doing? How are your daughters doing? You know, I haven't been able to see them.
I don't have any daughters. No.
Okay. Well, do you mind if I call you Dad sometimes?
Yes.
Because, you know.
Yes, I do, my son.
I really appreciate you giving me your daughter's number, and you know, we've hit it off tremendously. We've knocked it out of the ballpark, if you know what I mean. Talk about a hole in one, or two holes for that matter, three when I'm with her, and that's been great and exciting, and I appreciate you letting me do what I do best.
Yes. She's told
bring
me about Dr. Peter Paul Jr. She's expecting Dr. Peter Paul Jr.
Well, I'm not a shower, I'm a grower.
Oh,
so,
oops, maybe she didn't tell you about that yet. Sorry, I shouldn't have let that out.
Well, I'm not as big as I want to be.
Dad, so I'll be calling you, Dad. I'm going to call you, Dad.
Well, she calls me Dad. He seems
to
do the
thing. Congratulations. This is wonderful. Doug, you're going to be a grandfather. This is amazing. It's good stuff.
Yeah. All right, J-Bo, really good.
Hey,
so, you going to?
Hey, Doug.
What?
Listen here, my friend. We've got to I don't know if you've been sending messages, okay, to people, okay? Have you been sending messages to people?
Whoa. I don't send nothing to nobody. Get that straight.
Yeah, he does. He does do it.
They're all fake, lying bullshit.
Okay, all right. Well, I just thought I'd ask, you know, okay?
Where are the messages from?
Supposedly they're personal messages, that you send here on Blog Talk.
To who?
To Matt Mark.
How do you do that?
That's him. He does these things. I'm telling you, Kenny. He does these things. And it's terrible.
I go in the chat room. You know that.
He sends
messages. Yeah.
He sends nude pictures to guys. He says bad. It's
no,
not good.
I don't. Come on.
Well, Dr. Fishman, I will. I can vouch for.
Come on.
For Dougie sending pictures of nudes, selfies, and whatnot. He's done it to myself. When I was escorting his daughter, he was trying to actually seduce and hit on me, but I kind of I told him that was not me. But Doug, at first, I don't want to say homosexuality is against the Bible, but
come on.
I don't believe that, I accept it.
I don't
it,
send
but,
no
and
nothing. Anything,
well,
or whatever you want to
say. Well, a revealing picture is considered a nude selfie. So when you send me something like that,
prove it with a
little leaf covering your penis, that is not right. And then you try to expose it, and
that's a fig leaf.
Yeah, talk about a short man. That's a that's not good. And then you know, he sent me a picture of his puckered rectum as well, Dr. Fishman, and I didn't know what to do, and they broke broke his daughter's heart, but I was there to console her, and I was there to give her the old DPPV special, and she took all of it, and that's what
what's that, the 1-inch willy? You gave her the 1-inch willy?
2 inch when it's hard, sir.
Doug, you see, Matt Mark was saying that that you were.
Okay,
you,
Mad Mark is lying.
Listen
to me. Mad Mark is not a liar. That man is a saint. He's Catholic. He should be Saint Mark. That's what I got to say about this.
That's okay with me. I didn't send him nothing. He just don't like me, and he's making shit up.
Hold on
okay.
a second. Don't disrespect the Saint Mark. He's a Catholic.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Listen, guys. I want to. I want to say goodnight to everybody. The show is over. Okay, so God bless you all. May you have a wonderful night. And so until tomorrow at 5 p.m., see you all later.
Amen. Good night.
Good evening, and I approve of this message. And Dougie, give me a call on my personal line.
Good night, Jabo.
No more selfies, please. No more selfies, Dougie.
Take care of your boss. Have a good night.
No more selfies, yes.